Welcome, parents, to the Peanuts Elementary Yearly Thanksgiving Play. This year, we're presenting the Nancy Pelosi Impeachment Ship Show. The part of Nancy Pelosi will be played by Lucy. The part of the hopeful Democrat will be played by Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown? Oh, Charlie Brown!
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the dumbest voter alive.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the impeachment ball and you kick it out of the park.
Hold it. You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and lose another election.
But Charlie Brown, it's impeachment season.
What's that got to do with anything?
Why? One of the greatest traditions we have is to oppose Trump on anything he supports. And the biggest and most important thing we can do right now is impeach him.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. We gotta fry this turkey.
Well, Orange Man bad. I should do it. Besides, she won't try to trick me on such a serious issue. This time, we're gonna impeach this motherfucker to the moon.
Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some promises just slowly fade away? Yeah!
Gobble, 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 bitches! What's up? It's your homie Timmy Two Times. What's up?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shit. We got the gobbledygooker over here. What do you got for us today, Saul?
Christ.
Oh, gobble.
By the way, you guys know that only the male turkey gobbles. Apparently, the female doesn't.
She just gags on
she
it.
She just cackles.
She just gags on it.
Oh, my God.
And it's going to be one of those kind of shows.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm not even drinking, fuckers. I'm on the wagon.
All right. This is going to be actually a special episode, regardless of how we started, dedicated to the oldest American holiday. Thanksgiving. We'll talk about what it means to each one of us, share some stories and family traditions, and give you guys some fun facts about the holiday. All right, we're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show!
You motherfucker.
Well, you fucking gagged over there. You
Jeremy.
Fucking gagged over there in the middle of the show.
I did not.
You fucking gagged
fuck
over
you.
There.
You quit stealing my lines,
there
asshole.
There you go, suck a dick.
That's you know what I'm thankful for? What Tim has AIDS and is going to die soon.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Real quick.
Wow. You want me to die, bitch?
Jesus.
He told me to go kill myself the other day in an argument. How's that?
I told him to go eat a dick the other day, and, you know, then all of a sudden he, you know.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
All right.
You did it on the side of the road on some bum.
All right. Before we get started,
smelly
guys,
dick.
I want to show you guys. So today, this week, the president pardoned two turkeys, bread and butter. And
wait.
AOC and Nancy Pelosi?
They already did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it like a Thanksgiving Day tradition?
No, they do it. They do it
like a week ahead of time?
A couple days, I think.
Trump's not really a traditionalist, you know?
Yeah.
Trump.
Oh, right, but okay. I wanted to show you this video before we get started. This is freaking hilarious, dude. This guy is savage.
Thankfully, bread and butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
He really said that shit? What a
Hundreds
fucking
of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But no, bread and butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. It's very unusual.
Holy shit.
He went off on
the... Very unusual. In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures. I don't know if I like that.
Oh, my God.
He was on one.
This guy could turn a simple, simple thing into the ultimate trolling.
Yeah. All right.
So wait, I have a question.
I'm thankful for Donald Trump being our president because this has been
the
most humorous fucking 4 years, man.
Three.
Whatever. Yeah, four term fuck face.
So much anger.
You told me I had to have AIDS and die, so I think we're on a different level.
I didn't
already.
Say you had to have them. I'm sort of glad to hear you do.
You fucking douchebag. Go fucking take a long walk on a short pier.
What were you going to ask, Jeremy?
So the bread and butter, does each president get to choose the names or does some, who chooses those names?
I honestly don't know.
I don't think
I think they come with the names.
That's pretty funny.
From the farm that races them?
I think so.
It should have been Adam and Nancy.
Does anybody know what they were last year when he pardoned their names?
I don't remember.
No idea.
Okay.
All right, so as Tim already started, he's grateful for the president being that's the first thing you're grateful about.
No, you know I'm not. No, come on.
So before we get started about things we're grateful for, I actually heard this podcast earlier this week. I talked about gratitude and how gratitude is the mother of goodness and sometimes happiness, because again, this too shall pass, man. Regardless of what life brings us. It's temporary, and you know, gratitude can go a long way.
It's like syphilis.
Oh my God,
goes away.
So, we'll go one by one. What are we grateful for, guys?
I'm grateful for family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're the ones that help you in the time of need, and they're your ultimate lifeline, right?
Yes.
That's so boring.
Okay.
Oh well, pardon me.
What are you grateful for, Tim?
Not a fucking thing.
Oh. Hand job.
This is what his, like, and his unhappiness. This is where
this is. I'm the most miserable fuck in the world, and I'm okay with that. That's what I'm thankful for being a miserable old fuck at 37 years old. Jesus Archie Christ. Fucking Bunker.
37 years old.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, shut up, you 41-year-old freaking thing.
No, seriously, Tim, are you really not grateful for anything? Come on. You're not grateful for anything.
I hate them.
Your life, your health.
At least you have a job. At least you have a roof over your head.
Yeah, but you got to remember, I'm part of the, you know, I'm part of the entitled fucking people that nothing is ever good enough, Heidi. Don't you know that about me? Like, you know, I have a job. I don't like my job. I have a dog. I don't like my dog.
Whatever. You're so full of shit. Oh my
I do
God.
A podcast. I don't like the people I do the podcast with.
And this is why we're glad he has AIDS.
Mute his mic.
It's only
going
to be temporary.
Yeah, this too shall pass, right? I will pass on. I will give you my AIDS if you want. I will donate my AIDS to Germany.
Can you wrap it into some Christmas wrapping paper?
Yeah, it's called the condiment. I'll inject it inside of you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
See, this is really fucked up, by the way. Just going to throw that one out there. We're talking about AIDS and Thanksgiving and the same thing and being thankful for me having AIDS. That's fucked up.
Nobody said you were thankful for you having AIDS.
Jeremy apparently was thankful for me having AIDS. See? Yeah. Fucked up.
Well,
I suppose I just ignore him.
No, I'm thankful
like
for everything I got in my life, man. Shit, man. I mean, it's easy to talk shit, but think about what we got. Think about what we got. You know, we got laid off. I'm thankful for that. seriously.
Meanwhile, he's starting to go back.
No. Yeah, me going back, but I am thankful for getting laid off. I needed a break, even though I took a job like 2 weeks later, but I just needed a break from the last 12 years, 13 years of my life. That was the ups and downs and being in a fucked up relationship and just the emotions and all that shit. And just, it's a job, but it was more of it was a personal thing, right? I felt like I had, you know, a lot of ownership in it, and I'm glad it was taken away. It was humbling. You know, I'm thankful for, you know, my friends, my family, you know, even this little shit over here and the two little shits in the room. I know I'm blessed. I mean, I think about all the shit I talked and, you know, I still have friends.
I don't know if we say we're friends.
Oh, please.
Let's not get carried away.
You got to come to the recite. You got to come to the Nutcracker. You got to come to this party. And you got to.
I'm pretty sure the only reason why Heidi invites you over to the house is because she knows you're going to bring Rocco.
I don't bring him anymore because he gets dirty at your house.
It's true.
Whatever. But
I'm very thankful for everything I got in my life. You know, I mean, you work hard for it. And, you know, I think about a lot of, you know, I like I said, I take the train every day and I see a lot of people that have made bad decisions in their life. And right around the time of the holidays, you know, when they're sitting there all freaking cracked out and, you know, down on their luck because, you know, they have nothing and people have written them off, makes you really, you know, it sucks that you have to sometimes look at somebody else's misery to realize what you have. But then you realize, like, I'm glad that I've made good decisions because I could have made the same exact decisions in my life because I've had the same temptations been around it. And I knew that's not what I wanted, right? Because, you know, just even growing up and being around a lot of recovering alcoholics, addicts, gamblers, and, you know, just people that, you know, made some bad choices and, you know, they got out of it, but then they got back into it. You know, just really thankful. You know, it, like I said, you know, I don't look at my gains as somebody as through somebody else's losses, but it makes you put a lot of things in reality and perspective, I think.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Heidi, what about you? What's going on? You done drawing over there? Yeah. I see your artful masterpieces after you guys leave, and I'm like, Jesus.
Thankful for my chalk.
You can see that.
No. No, you know, family, absolutely. Family's up there for me. I'm thankful that my angels got me to where I am today, because God knows without him and my angels, I wouldn't be here. So
you're welcome.
You got personal angels that protect you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I got that too. So I'm not lying. I'm truly convinced
very honest with that. So, and I mean, crying out loud, I'm super blessed. Look at my family and the support that I have. So
I don't know about that.
Very fortunate
about you all the time.
Very, very fortunate. Oh, my mom and my dad and my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my children, and
like she's a fucking grave on us.
No,
she just takes.
No, we know that we know.
Love you too, hon.
We know. We know. There's only one way that you can put up with a man like that: being head over heels in love with him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Or being just like me.
Yeah.
Or being hung like a horse.
Jesus, stop.
Bam.
That's his Indian name. That's his Indian name. Hung like a horse.
That's why does that sound more like Asian? They said
hung like horse.
Hung like horse.
Donald Trump don't say China asshole.
My name is Hung Lai Ho. Okay.
That's
all
just
right,
prejudice.
Let's see. All right. Yeah. I'm grateful for obviously.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, what time is it? What time is it? 9:30? Okay. Let's see. About 30 minutes for this. Okay, here we go.
For what?
How you getting out how grateful you are for something.
Oh, you're putting a time a stopwatch on him?
meanwhile, he had
grateful for Tim.
he had like a 10-minute freaking monologue. No, this is what I want to say. Okay, you know, we're talking about family. Yes, family is awesome because family is there when nobody else is, right? And this is something I always tell Tim. we choose our friends. We don't choose our family. And this is not original to me, but I like this analogy, and it is. A family is God's way of forcing you to interact with people who you would not normally interact with. but at the end of the day, those are the people that are always there, regardless of how bad things go, man, and how great things are. And so, yes, always grateful for family. Grateful for the greatest nation on God's green earth. God damn, we are fucking lucky to be in this nation. I am. We are part of the top 1%. And something I think we don't realize it is a rarity. It is a rarity. And I think that makes it even more valuable that we enjoy this peace. And I think when the rest of the world today, tonight, this week, for the next years, they will live in tyranny. They will live in poverty. And yet we get to enjoy this life, dude. That's one of the things that I think I'm grateful about. I remember when my mom, you know, when I visited Guatemala for the first time, and I went out there into the jungles where I was born.
How old were you when you went back the first time?
I was a little older. I was probably maybe 17, 18.
Okay.
I mean, one of the things that I saw the poverty, and I was, wow, you know, because... Like I said, a lot of people take it for granted living in this country, and that's why that's one of my major things living in this nation. I'm very grateful for that. All right, so one of the things I want to talk about also is I know.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You're not grateful for anything else?
Obviously, there's a ton of other things, but those are the top things. Obviously, I'm grateful for my friends. Some of you. Some of you more than others.
We know who you're talking about, Jim.
I know I'm like number one on the priority.
Yeah.
I'm number one friend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number one friend.
You know what? I'm going to go with this. Tim has been one of the most loyal friends. I don't know if he's my favorite friend, but...
Worst wingman ever.
He's the worst wingman ever. We're gonna
most consistent. I'm consistent.
He's a loyal friend. Dude, what can you ask more from your friends than loyalty?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how it is and talk shit. But if somebody else says it that I don't know, all right, motherfucker, I'm gonna fucking crack you in your skull. You know what I'm saying? Like that's Jesus. What it comes down to.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys have any stories on for Thanksgiving? Like any horror stories or any like
horror stories?
Horror.
Like
horror.
The turkey got burnt or something like
dude,
that?
Dude, I have one like that. It was.
All right, so let's go.
All right. Okay. You start off.
I'll start. Okay. So one year, my sister decides that she's going to do the turkey. And, you know, my mom lets her do it. And our tradition had always been having Thanksgiving at my mom's house. This is one of those holidays where it's the only holiday that we actually celebrate as a family,
right, yeah.
And everybody shows up with their 100 kids, and it's just it's one of those. It's we actually would do two turkeys. That's because that's how many people there are, and so my sister, I think I can't remember which one of my sisters was, but I know it was one of my sisters, and I don't know what I honestly don't know what she did. Apparently, the turkey had so much. What is that?
The stuffing or whatever?
No. What is it like? Not the oil, but the
basting.
Yeah, it just was overflowing from the bottom of the pan.
Okay,
and it obviously caught on fire.
Oh,
when dude in the oven, and when this shit caught fire, like
dangerous.
It was, yes, dude,
could burn down the whole house.
Hello, so we didn't notice the alarms are going. We see the fire. Oh my God, we run to the garage. We get the fire extinguisher. And when I tell you that, when you open up that thing, because, okay, number one, who tries to put water on you know what water does, right? It
yeah,
just it makes it
yeah,
oil.
Yeah, that's
oh,
not
my
good.
God. So then I remember going in and getting one of the, because well, we had a fire extinguisher
right,
that
so
was
maybe,
probably expired.
Go ahead. Maybe we should make this a PSA and say, if you're cooking and the grease or the oil catches on fire, do not put water on the fire, because you know, all that does is it splashes the oil out of the pan and you make a bigger mess.
What do you do?
You put a lid on top of it to smother the fire.
Well, yeah. Suffocate it. Yeah.
You got to suffocate that
what
fire.
Else?
Suffocate it.
You can throw
baking powder or...
No, this is a good... Because this is, I'm asking these questions for a valid reason.
Yeah, baking soda, I think, right?
Yeah, baking soda.
Stuff that neutralizes. Salt. You have to find... Oh, I didn't know about that.
Salt?
Salt neutralizes a fire?
It smothers it, basically.
You know what else you could do? You could pee on it.
What?
No.
Water. Yeah, your pee's going to...
Oh, my
especially
God.
Especially if you've been drinking all day.
Exactly.
You could fart in it. You know what I mean?
And yeah,
roll
all right.
Some marshmallows.
So, end of PSA.
Okay,
I know. No, so I remember grabbing the fire extinguisher, and when we opened up that thing, and we just sprayed it, and it the smoke was still coming out. We didn't know because when we sprayed that thing again, I think this fire extinguisher was expired because it shot all this like yellow freaking thing. You know what I mean? Like
some yellow powder.
Some of them are yellow.
Yeah.
No, that's the
it's
normal.
It was all this yellow powder, but it just everywhere.
Yeah,
and then we couldn't see. Like, is it just
the smoke or the powder?
Both. Okay. Because it was smoking and there was powder. And it was like, is the fire out? And I'm like, I have no idea. So I'm still spraying.
Hit it again.
We walk out. I'm like full of white. And we're like, we survived this one, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Never again. She never cooked.
That's too bad.
She was banned from the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that was my horse. Or who's got one?
Heidi, you got one?
Thanksgiving horror stories?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have any horror.
Not like houses burning down, but you can only imagine how I am on the holidays.
Oh, you're talking politics.
No.
Dude, hold on. Before you
we don't talk politics.
Before you go.
No, he's
you know,
just
one of the things that you mentioned right now, that PSA. So, apparently one of the most busiest days for plumbers is the day after Thanksgiving.
I can see that.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the busiest. So they make a killing on that Friday.
Yeah, because you got you got 20 people in the house all take a shit now and they use like a whole roll of toilet paper to wipe their ass.
Obviously, it's not just the toilet.
Now we know
it's everything else because people throw shit into this.
Oh, yeah. The grease and everything that you're not supposed to do.
I say now I know why it's called Black Friday.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be called Brown Friday.
Roto-Rooter. What is that? What is that? Let me.
You know, it's black water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Black water. I don't think I got any crazy stories. Christmas, yeah. My sister's boyfriend came in for Christmas one year, and he tried cooking this marshmallow thing. Oh, same thing. Almost burned down the whole fucking house.
So what are the topics to stay away from Thanksgiving? Obviously, politics and religion. Politics.
So
religion?
I have a question for you guys. When you get together on Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, family holidays, mm-hmm. and you always hear about how, you know, the they end stories. Horribly with, yeah. you know, people, they start talking about politics, and, yeah. you know, it's always, you know... You know, Clinton is an asshole yeah. and Obama's a jerk and Trump's an asshole. You know, it's like, have you ever actually sat down with your family and had like debated, you know,
politics? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we just, I just scream at everybody because like my sister starts talking about how like, oh, I got to do everything. And then I tell her, well, you live at home and you're 40 something years old and this is your job. And then we start arguing. Then I'm like, are you ever going to get a boyfriend or married? And are you ever going to move out?
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, and almost like I'm an angry drunk, but I don't even drink. We don't really drink. We don't drink in my house on the holidays too much.
So, you know but I mean? It's never political.
Because they don't have to.
No. Not politics.
No, well, you know, but then she's like, oh, hey, I made you fucking coffee, asshole. Oh, thank you.
You know, yeah. let me, I think for us, it's my family is all, my immediate family, they're all conservative.
Right.
And
right.
so we do talk politics. But we all agree. I have family members who are way more conservative than me. And I mean, I'm batshit crazy conservative. And, but I like, you know what I mean? Like they're freaking way more than me. And so right. If I do get into a debate, it's like, I've told you guys previous years when my sister was supporting Trump and I'm like, oh hell no, I can't go for Trump, you know?
And now you're wearing MAGA.
And I'm a MAGA boy, you know? but yeah, most of my all my family is conservative. So we talk politics.
I think
agree.
That's kind of the same. My experience is in my adult life, right? As a kid, you didn't care. You were sitting at the kids' table and you were, you know, stealing each other's pie or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, anytime we've ever done Thanksgiving or Christmas, we've never had, I'm sure the conversation has gone political.
You what? Can't. You couldn't have because we would be, you can't have a political conversation at those holidays because it would be a shit show.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's
yeah.
even when the topic does go to the political side,
it quickly gets squashed.
Well, we all have the same beliefs, really. What, okay. What do you?
No, we have.
You weren't even there. I'm talking about when I was younger.
Oh,
see, this is why you should not be butting in the conversations.
Well, no, you said adults. I was like, that's what I was
right.
like. What
so
the hell?
Between
the
you know 19 to 40, it was you know we would breach onto that subject. We'd all be like, yeah, so and so's an idiot, and I can't believe they're doing that. All right, well, let's move on to something else. It was just it never escalated into you know like fist fights or anything like that. It was always just like. Yeah, you're right. He's an idiot. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
He's the president or he's the whatever.
See, what's nice about like when we, especially like when we do holidays back home, right? Like my house is like the halfway house, right? So, no, seriously.
The halfway between all your family?
No, the halfway house for meaning like everybody is welcome. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
not like a crack house.
Yeah. So, there's five of us, right? Me, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, right? So it's always been the five of us. But, you know, every year, like when my dad was, you know, more into, more active in the program, you know, everybody that didn't have places to go, you know, or family, you know, whatever, come to the house. So, you know, we had a lot of the
people. So you had a lot of mixed that weren't family.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. And then we had extended family, you know, other cousins, aunts, uncles. And then a lot of times my friends came, you know, because if the family was out of town right. or yeah. they just didn't want to be with them, boom. So, you know, holidays were always like 34, you know, for a long time, 30 to 40 people at my house. Right.
Mm-hmm. But Jesus.
So you never really like everybody was off doing their own thing. Right. You know, like me and my dad always, you know, play cards, right. We play rummy. And then when his brother comes over, those two play and then I'll jump in. And then sometimes my cousin, you know, I think, no, you didn't meet him.
they're nice to him and let him play, you know, one or two games, you know, so that, and that's like been the tradition, right? So me and my dad always start off the morning usually playing cards, and then right before everybody gets there, my mom's screaming at us because the house isn't clean, we got to do shit. So we're screaming back at her and purposely like not just not doing shit.
Really? Cards? I figured you guys would be playing dice.
We play rummy.
I've been to Vegas and Laughlin with this guy.
My dad's a blackjack player, but we play rummy. We play like rummy 1000, right? So it's kind of like, you know, instead of doing knock rummy, like we play traditional rummy, but we add up all the, you know, we play to 1,000 points, right? And then we usually play for 1 or 2 cents a point, right? There's always gambling behind that.
Right.
So a lot of times when me and my dad play, it's always for like 2 cents a point, right? So a lot of times, because my dad gets so pissed because I'm the luckiest son of a bitch when it comes to playing. If I had the luck playing rummy as I do, like if I had the rummy luck in Vegas playing like three card poker where, oh, first three cards is, you know, ace, king, queen or three ace, I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? He's just like, why can't I get this shit in Vegas? Because it's rigged, right? Yes. And it's single deck. But that's what we would do, you know? And that's always been like me and my dad don't have a lot in common. Like, he's not in the sports. He's not in the IT. And I'm not into any of his shit, you know? But that was our way of always, like, even, like, growing up. Like,
you find the middle ground.
Right. That was always our thing, right? So, like, when he used to smoke and they realized I smoke, like, he used to let me smoke in the house only when we play cards. So I was always, come on, Dad, let's play cards, you know?
You smoke a stogie or something?
We'd be smoking cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Right, in the house, in the kitchen, because that's where he always smoked. You know, he smoked everywhere in the house, but in the kitchen, I was allowed to smoke. Right? Because we were playing cards. Cup of coffee, cigarettes, everything is good, you know?
Do any of you smoke cigars? Just like on special occasions?
Yeah, special occasions. When we went to Miami, we
used to.
I smoked cigars with...
smoked a couple of Cubans?
Yeah, but I always go to, you know, I'll meet some of our former coworkers over at Magnum's or Torch or something like that. Do you smoke cigars?
No.
I was about to say, you don't put anything in your body.
It's not that I don't put anything in my body.
Liquor in his body.
No, meaning like smoke.
Smoke. Yeah, my grandmother and several of my aunts on my mom's side smoked, and very close family, large close family. So we spent a lot of, we were talking about childhood, Thanksgiving and Christmas. It was spent at grandma's house. Mm-hmm. So I had played with all my cousins and stuff, and the house was just packed. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be 30 degrees outside and the doors would be wide open because there's just so many people in the house.
In Arizona?
Oh yeah,
it was actually cold this morning. Yeah,
yeah, it was that, you know, the house was just packed with people, and it was so hot that they had to open up all the doors, or they had fans blowing the cold air from outside inside. Yep. It was great, and but basically, had several aunts, and my grandmother would smoke, and whenever we would go over my grandma's house to visit, you know, she would smoke at the table, and I would always, we'd sit at the table and my grandma would put the cigarette into the ashtray and we'd blow on it. And we'd watch the cigarette just kind of shrink down. And, you know, after a while they figured out what we were doing. They're like, stop that. You're wasting my cigarette. But just as the smoke thing, as a kid, I remember the smell and everything. It just was not interesting to me. I just didn't want it.
Yeah, no. You know what's funny? I used to hate. smoke. I used to hate the smell of smoke. I used to go grab my dad's packs of cigarettes, right? When he wasn't looking, or I'd be like, hey, let me smell your packet. I used to like the smell of an
unburnt one?
Yes. Okay. Fresh pack of cigarettes.
The smell of tobacco.
Yeah, I used to love that smell. But then I would just break them. My dad would get so mad, right? So they never thought I was going to be the one to ever start smoking because I was always like, put that shit out. I fucking hate it. Blah, blah, blah.
And I used to love when my dad would light it in the very beginning, the smell of the first lit. He quit smoking too because we would break them and put them in the toilet and we would back the toilet up.
Let me tell you something.
Cartons
of cigarettes. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Still to this day, I mean, I've only quit smoking since May, and I have no urge this time around. It's weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the one thing that I still enjoy is when somebody lights up a cigarette. And you get that first whiff and you hear that paper crackling like, because you know what you know what comes next.
Yeah.
It's like that big sigh of like when you take that drag. You're like,
gobble, gobble, motherfuckers.
You know what I mean?
All right, hold on. Yeah. We're going to move to the next round.
What?
Okay.
So
Heidi didn't share anything.
She just said she didn't have any.
We found out. So my granddad passed away. Mirma's husband, my mom's dad, passed away in January of 1996. Well, I don't know how long Mirma and Papa had been together, but easily
she's like 100 now.
Well, yeah, she's 90. She'll be 92.
Yeah, close to 100.
So, 50, 60 years or something.
Jesus Christ! And that's one vagina for their entire life.
She would make him a blueberry pie every year, year, and. Finally, yeah, after
this was for Thanksgiving blueberry
this
pie
for
or
Thanksgiving,
just,
okay. Yeah, for Thanksgiving. And after 55 years of marriage or whatever, 50 years of marriage, he looked at her one day and he's like, "Why do you keep making these blueberry pies?" And she says, "They're your favorite." He says, "I hate blueberry pie."
What the hell?
Oh, no. I hate blueberry pie.
Jesus.
All that time.
All the time. Yeah, all that time.
Speak up. Yeah, so it's kind of. I mean,
big time fail.
See, thanks. So, because I used to try to create a tradition, like when I moved out here, to always go back for Thanksgiving, right? Because it's weird, right? Like, I'm not like sentimental or anything, but like my grandfather, he died like right before, a day before Thanksgiving. That was always like his favorite fucking holiday because it always kicked off the thing. And as he got older, he became cool as shit to where he just had no filter and didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So it was always fun, like, just talking to him because he would just say some outlandish shit and you just laugh, right? He's like a one-liner kind of guy, right? He was a stubborn Polack, you know, whatever. And, it was just like one of those things. And then, you know, recently I stopped doing that. But, yeah, I tried doing, you know, trying to create a tradition, but then, you know, gets expensive after a while.
Yeah.
And then other people.
Because you do Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No. I would only go home for Thanksgiving, because I'm also a cheap buck. So if I go home for Christmas, that means I have to almost be there for 2.5 weeks because you know how expensive it is to fly at that time? You know what I mean? The week of Christmas and because you have New Year's right after. So that's expensive, dude.
I thought he was going to say something about how he had to buy gifts.
Well, that too. That too. Flight and gifts? No. No.
All right, not gift enough for people?
So I want to do this... interesting facts of Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving trivia. Let's see how much we know about it. So, or see how much you guys know about it. Because I
know about it. Pocahontas.
How many turkeys would you guess are cooked each year for Thanksgiving?
Oh, wow.
Killed, cooked.
I'd say maybe 50 million.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 46 million.
You know, that's exactly the number I was going to say.
46 million.
I was going to say.
How many pumpkin pies do you think?
I'd say more than turkeys.
Yeah. Yep. 75.
100 million.
50.
50 what? Million? Really? Really?
It's more, but not, but yeah.
Did you see that? I totally saw that. Did you see that?
What? The little moon just lit up when Tim slapped his hand on the ground.
Oh, that's cool. It vibrated. All right, so here's one trivia. See if you guys know this one. When was the first Thanksgiving?
What year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
1495.
No, that was Christopher Columbus. 1492. No.
I was about to say 1495.
No, 1495. Like 3 years after Columbus.
because
the Pilgrims didn't show up until
later. Do you know
later.
What ship they were on?
The Mayflower.
Okay.
Santa Maria.
No, that's so. Hold on.
The Pinta, the Nina.
15.
No.
1672?
No.
It's
you're right. 16 something.
1640?
No.
1630?
1621.
I was close.
That was the first. All right.
First
Thanksgiving.
Do you know? Remember? Again, this is in school. Everybody knows this. The Indian. What was his name? Who spoke English and he helped them?
Chief Slapaho?
No.
Oh. Stop.
Started with S though.
Sacagawea?
No.
Shift.
Stop. You were going to say Elizabeth Ward.
Pocahontas?
No, Squanto.
Squanto.
Wait, no, I totally forgot. Honestly, I forgot a lot about the first Thanksgiving, the pilgrims and all that shit. I just
That's a good reminder.
So,
keep going.
So truth. Okay, so hold on. How long was the first Thanksgiving celebration?
It was days. It was
how many days?
21 days.
No.
But it was like.
7-day celebration.
It was a 3-day celebration.
Yeah, I was going to say it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, again, close.
All right. True or false?
False.
Turkey causes drowsiness.
False.
Told you. No, it's actually true.
True.
No, it's actually true.
False. True.
It's false.
Look, I'm drowsy as fuck.
So scientists say that, that
it's not
that,
it's not from the turkey.
It could be the extra glass of wine.
It's the high carbs calories that you eat.
And you had a busy week and you're just relaxing.
Yeah.
It's called the itis, goddammit.
There is a lot of people like to claim it's the tryptophan.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
The problem is there's not enough tryptophan in the turkey to affect you. You have to eat like 100 turkeys in order for that amount of tryptophan to actually affect you. It's because you're, like he says, it's a long week. You're relaxing. You've eaten more food than you would normally eat in a week.
Yes. So 4,000 calories, I think, was the average.
Jesus, that's a fat fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the average adult eats for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Not me.
I mean, that's in pie alone.
4 towns in the U.S. are named Turkey. One of them is here in Arizona, Turkey Creek.
So it's not just Turkey. It could be Turkey River, Turkey Creek, Turkey Farm. Turkey
it's between New River and Prescott.
Oh, I thought you said between.
Really?
Called Turkey Creek.
The left leg and the wishbone.
All right. Here's an interesting fact. If you're having trouble preparing a turkey or have questions, you can call the Butterball Turkey Line.
Yes.
Nice.
They get 100,000 questions a year.
How you ever tried it? Wait,
to answer any questions related to turkey recipes, preparation.
Really? Say,
yeah.
How to put out a fire in your oven.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to deep fry turkey?
I have not.
No.
I heard it comes out popular. Very well.
Yeah. But you know how many houses?
Is that one of your questions? How many houses catch on fire every year from frying a turkey?
How many would you guess?
2,500.
No.
700 a year.
A year that a year. Caused by.
Well, I guess you're talking about just on Thanksgiving ish times.
Yeah.
I guess 700.
There's no number. Let's go by the amount of times higher that it is. That's what I have here. How many times higher is the does the fires go up for Thanksgiving?
Probably about 40%.
Oh,
go by times 1, 2, 3,
I'd
4.
Say, yeah.
What do you mean?
Four times higher.
4 times more fires on Thanksgiving.
7
than
and a half.
What about you, hey?
4.5, 5.
3 times higher.
Wow.
So, and they attribute that to just the cooking, the stoves, everything running, everyone in the kitchen, everybody.
Anything that's related. All the fires that happen on Thanksgiving, they're related to.
Yeah.
How
lots
much
of fire
would
places.
You think property loss caused by fires during Thanksgiving?
Here we go.
Give a number.
We'll ask the.
Say that again.
What's the number of losses?
Like house losses?
Loss caused by residential building fires.
In a dollar wise?
On Thanksgiving.
Dollar wise?
Dollars?
How many millions? Dollars?
Well,
millions.
I mean,
yeah, I'm looking at millions.
Your $500,000 house almost got fucking burnt down apparently last night because somebody doesn't know how to start a fire.
Jesus.
Oh, whatever. First of all, whatever. I forgot to open the flume.
That's very important with a fire.
I'd say maybe 400 million.
No, it's not that high.
Not that high. Okay.
What?
All right. Everybody else is out of it.
Fires caused by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's 19 million.
Yeah, I said that. I said 20. Million. You missed it.
All right. So how many deaths caused by Thanksgiving?
Ooh, a lot.
Thanksgiving fires.
Oh. Oh, by fires on Thanksgiving? Fires on Thanksgiving. Well, if there's
200.
No, I'd say it's in the thousands.
It's not that high.
200.
No.
Really?
150?
Single digits.
Really? 10. Single digits. How many?
Well, wait. If we count the drinking and driving, that starts on 1201.
Fires.
From fires.
Specifically related to
fires. Oh, from fires? Oh, yeah. I'm equating drinking and driving too.
Yeah,
no. Because, the biggest party night of the year is tomorrow.
By fires on Thanksgiving. You said single digits? 8 or 9 or something like that?
I said 9.
5.
5.
Number of people seriously injured in Thanksgiving car crashes each year.
Oh, thousands.
That's going to be thousands.
So, speaking of, car crashes and everything, did you guys used to go out? Well, I know me and Nelson. I know the answer for me and Nelson, but I'm saying for back in the day. Was the night before Thanksgiving a big party night for you guys? Well, you didn't start drinking until you were like 30.
Yeah.
So
I'm a bad reference.
Really?
No, because I was having to prep for Thursday.
Oh, wow. How about you, Nelson? Did you used to do the whole go big or go home on Thanksgiving Eve?
As far as drinking?
Yeah, it's the biggest party night of the year.
No, so it wasn't until recently that I started doing that.
Really?
But no, I didn't. I mean, my family never drank. So.
Oh, man, that was like my favorite thing about, that's why I also went home for years for Thanksgiving, because it wasn't always about the dinner. Huh. It was about the night before, man. Hmm. Like the night before Thanksgiving, but in New York, oh my God, man.
I've heard of... one of the holidays, either Thanksgiving or Christmas, was one of the highest drinking days, just because basically people are with their families all day and they may or may not get along with them. And so by the end of the day, they're like, screw it. I'm going to the local speakeasy and getting a drink. And so there's a lot of that. And, but I could imagine that like Thanksgiving night, not necessarily the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. The day before, look it up, man. It's like some epic parties, dude.
I did not know that.
And you drink extra because it's like the holiday. I don't know why. I mean, because where I grew up, because everybody left to go to, you know, would leave to go to college. So that would be the first night everybody was home, right? So, all the bars were packed in my town, right? And then as I started, you know, once I moved out here, we kept that tradition going up until like we were about 28, 29, and we were in the bar. We got there at like 8 because we were like, we got to get a spot and whatnot. We started drinking. We're looking around and we just looked and we were like, we're over this. Dude, we were drinking with the old people because they all get there at 8 before all the shitheads come in. Dude, we got there at 8. We looked at each other right around 10 and we're like, we're done with this. Dude, we went to the diner, had coffee, like old people had food. Dude, that was like the best. And we just looked at each other like, man, we're getting old. Like when you know, like you just.
Did you get the tradition?
I so don't understand special. This whole old thing.
No, but just because it's it's a young man's game.
This is going to be my Thanksgiving.
Look!
Listen to this.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Look!
What do you
got? I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
I got lasagna, stuffed shells, chicken parm. Yeah.
All right, so
the turkey.
Here's my question to you guys. What do you think is the most popular dish after turkey?
Oh,
stuffing.
Tim got it. What's the next?
Probably mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
no.
Sweet potatoes.
That's cranberry sauce.
No.
Ham.
Roast beef.
Pie.
The pie.
Yeah.
Hair pie.
And then after the pie,
the ice cream that goes on top of that. Speaking of pie, what's your favorite pie?
Real cherry.
Quick. Pumpkin.
My mom's
cherry pie.
I'm not really a pie fan.
Okay.
I'm really not.
You're okay. Boring.
Well, then dessert. What's your favorite dessert then?
No, no, no. We go with pie. We'll go with pie first.
Go with pie.
Okay. A pumpkin would be mine.
Yeah, he is totally that guy. Ugh.
You know what my favorite pie is? Poontang pie, bitches. Yeah, buddy. Right. I like my little poontang pie. Nah. I'm not so a big pie. Chocolate pie.
Like the French
silk.
Like chocolate jello
mud pie.
Oh, yeah. My aunt makes like the perfect pudding pie, dude. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's jello.
It's still, no,
it's,
no,
it's
no,
jello.
She made, no,
jello
the way,
brand.
No, let me tell
jello
you,
brand
she,
pudding.
The way she makes it's unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I don't know what else she puts in there, but there's some shit in there that she puts in there. Oh, yeah. Like everybody like eats this shit. It's like one of the few things that everybody like.
So, Nelson, you said you're not a fan of pie.
I not really like if it's there, I'll have it. But
what would you consider your favorite? Pecan, apple, cherry, blueberry.
So I know what I won't eat. I won't eat pumpkin or pecan.
Why?
I don't do pecan.
I just don't like them.
Either.
I don't like
care
them.
For it either.
But if it's, you know, whatever, any other berry type, I'll eat it. I don't crave it. It's not something
right. No, we're not saying that.
Well, you don't seem like a big sweet person. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, I know you got your candy dish in here,
but
that for everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll eat it every now and then, but it's really not.
Yeah, I never see it like, I got to have ice cream. I got to have pudding. Yeah. I got to have.
That's me.
I know you do because where we would go out, he'd always bring.
Get that brownie.
I'd help him.
He can't handle.
And he'd get mad because I only would have like 2 bites.
Well, yeah.
You go to these restaurants or whatever, and the desserts are made for 7 people. And I'm like, dude, if I order this, will you eat some? I always say, will you eat half? And he's like, yeah. He'd take like 2 bites and pass it over. I'm like, you fuck.
I mean, you know, you got to save the pounds for alcohol, man. I'd rather have alcohol weight than sugar weight.
What percentage of Americans would you say celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oof. I would say percentage. Oh, huge.
93. 65. No, 99.
I don't know. It's becoming more and more of
96.
A
96.
I think that number is going to start going down because, I mean, I think they want to abolish this because it was hateful towards Indians. Like, there was some group.
How was it hateful?
Because I'm not being serious. You think I'm joking, but a lot of people like to start protesting.
Well, those people
now
need to go die.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They need to fall into a dumpster.
Well, they're the social justice warriors.
They can kill themselves.
Social justice.
What percentage of Americans would you say eat their Thanksgiving meal at a restaurant?
Ooh. That number has probably gone up.
10%.
Well, so this article was written, let me see.
2010.
No. Oh, this was this year. So
I'm gonna say 10%. Yeah. No, 15%.
23%.
That's an odd number.
At a restaurant, I would say it's probably 3 or 4 lower.
I think Tim's is the closest, 9%.
What? I know what I'm talking about. I would do that. I would honestly do that every year. You know why? Because here's the deal. When you're hosting, you guys host. How much money, think about how much money you spend hosting the holidays. Now, if you think about it, right?
Well, if you do it the way we do it, though.
Even though everybody brings a dish, but you wind up spending a lot more than everybody else because as the host, you know, you got to try to make sure, even though you tell everybody bring alcohol, you buy alcohol anyway, right? Or, you know, you buy the turkey, you buy this, you buy that.
So this year for Thanksgiving, we're in about, what, $30? This year for Thanksgiving. Now the open house, on the other hand.
but you see where I'm going. Like you wind up spending so much money to host to where you look at everybody and say, okay, you know what? We're all gonna go to a nice restaurant. You know, no, you let them do all the work. You don't got to clean. You can actually then sit around and you know, it's not the same, but. Fuck, man, this shit's getting...
We would spend more money going out than we do.
It gets so damn expensive, man.
Especially with the drinks. The drinks would add up so fast.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, because they're $8-$9 a pop.
Yeah.
And you're going to have 3 of them, and she's going to have 3.
That's why you pregame before.
All right, here's another question. When was the holiday proclaimed a national holiday?
I don't know. Fucking 1895?
By who?
Thomas Jefferson. No, Teddy Roosevelt.
Really?
I don't know.
I wouldn't even.
I'll just guess and say Jefferson.
Wild guess. You say Jefferson. You say.
Just pick a president.
Yeah, president.
Eisenhower.
The first one. George Washington did it.
George Washington declared it a day of public thanksgiving, but it wasn't a national holiday until Abraham Lincoln established it during the Civil War.
Wow. You know, I was going to say that. I was going to guess Abraham Lincoln.
I'm the closest one. Shut up, all of you.
Wait, who'd you say?
George Washington.
You weren't even close.
I was too. George Washington was the one that named it a day of Thanksgiving.
Okay. George Washington, but Abraham Lincoln. That was like over 100.
It doesn't matter. I was right by picking one of them that had something to do with beginning that tradition.
Here's something interesting.
Saul.
30 years, Teddy Roosevelt.
Saul.
Teddy Roosevelt, right? 30 years.
Come on, that was close.
Here's an interesting fact.
All right.
Thomas Jefferson disapproved of declaring it a national holiday.
Jefferson was a douche.
He wanted a wall of separation between church and state, not because he was an atheist, but because he believed that it was more of a matter of the states to decide on whether or not to make it a holiday.
So he was fine with the states declaring it a holiday.
Yeah, in fact, when he was, I think he was some type of representative or in the state, he voted for it to be a holiday for the state.
A church and state thing. It doesn't have anything to do with church.
Because the state represents the federal government, right? That's a disagreement that that Jefferson and Hamilton had when they were founding the country. In establishing how they were going to write the Constitution. They had a major difference in that because Jefferson was influenced a lot by a lot of the French forms of government, which is that more egalitarian democracy type thing. Whereas Hamilton wanted, Hamilton wrote the Federalist paper. He wanted more power for the federal government. And so that was a disagreement.
But you stated that it was a church, a separation of church and state thing, right? But I don't understand how Thanksgiving.
No, because he was just saying that.
Because Abraham Lincoln called it. This is what it was called. It was called. Hold on. he called it a national day. Hold on, I'm looking up what he called it. But because it was actually Thanksgiving and prayer was the actual name of is the official name of the holiday actually. And and because he said the service of the great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and that will be. And so Thomas Jefferson felt, hey, we don't, you know, we want to keep the federal government outside.
Well, and you think about it, right? The Thanksgiving was founded by
pilgrims
the Puritans, who were the pilgrims who were religious. And obviously when they probably came down, they were probably also trying to get the, you know.
They were trying to bring Christianity to the Indians. Yeah. I'm sorry, Native Americans. Let me make sure I get it right.
Yeah, so, I mean, they probably sat down and did the whole, you know, sign of the cross. And
when was the first turkey pardoned? By who?
Oh. Ooh, Nixon.
Roosevelt.
Kennedy. No, I'm kidding.
It was in 1989, George H.W. Bush.
Fuck yeah. I was closest.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy. Was closest.
89, huh?
Yep. Was that his first year in office?
He only served 1 year. This was
George W. Bush?
George H.W. This was the father.
No new taxes.
Yeah.
He's not going to raise your taxes.
I will.
He was there. He was elected for one
term.
Yeah. One term, but that was 4 years.
Yeah.
So, but I'm asking, did he?
Reagan won in 84, 85 or 6, 87, 88. Yeah, that was his first year.
So the first year of his presidency, all 4 years he pardoned. Because they pardoned them from that time forward, right? They're all pardoned? Yeah. They have all been pardoned.
Fucking Harry Bush.
That's lame.
Oh, wow.
Well, H, right?
It's Herbert.
Where is the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner? What restaurant?
New York, probably.
Okay, you got the right state. City. So you got the right city.
So this is your time. Is this a famous restaurant that we should all
New
know?
York City,
I've
New York.
Never heard of it, but what would you say is the most? How much do you think it costs?
Oh, it's probably $3,000.
No.
$5,000.
A whole more?
Probably about a $10,000 dinner.
The Trump Center. I'm kidding.
$150,000 at New York's Old Homestead Steakhouse.
What?
Okay, they're dumb.
Thank you. Next.
That's having fuck you money. Yes. That's number one. Number two, that restaurant's got to be like, these dumb motherfuckers. Like, what are you getting for $100,000? Please, can you please tell me that they elaborate what you get for $100,000?
The president's pardoned turkey.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd pay $100,000 for that.
There you go.
I just carve it up and just be like, wait, so let me ask you.
Joke's on you.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, bread and butter.
Do you actually think that after they pardon, do the whole ceremony, do you think they actually still kill the turkeys?
No,
they let them live the rest of their lives.
Oh, that's right. They have a dedicated farm.
They actually get go to a parade. I don't know, somewhere in California, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They ship the turkey back to California?
Yeah, they
get free stuff there.
They're part of parades. Free. They parade them around. And then they go back to D.C. and then they live out the rest of their life somewhere in D.C.
How long does a turkey live? Is that one of your questions?
Probably 15, 20 years, I would think. I don't know. But yeah.
So let's talk about shopping.
Oh, we're done with Thanksgiving?
That's part of Thanksgiving.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Shit. I forget. Never mind.
What percentage of them buy toys?
Fuck that. Who cares?
How many turkeys buy toys?
No.
How many people buy toys?
Buy toys.
What?
Thanksgiving.
I've never gotten a toy on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, people go shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they do now.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Let me ask you a question because you're talking about
shopping. You already said that three times.
Timmy three times. Ask you a question, Ian. Is it actually fair, or I'm sorry, not fair, because nothing in the world is not meant to be fair. Do you think it's cool that these fucking stores are opening now on Thanksgiving
at
4 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever it is?
No,
that's the dumbest shit in the world. Like, let people, like,
be with their families. It used to be Black Friday for a reason. Black Thursday.
Yeah, but
are we allowed to call it black anymore?
I don't know. But here's my thing. This is where I even get more
African American Friday.
Like, do you see the savagery that goes on Black Friday. So, and what people do, I mean, every year it gets worse, but holy shit. This is ridiculous, dude. For a fucking TV, you're going to get into a fight and a brawl and kill people? You're dumb. A fucking TV or computer or iPad,
phone. Catch me outside.
Exactly. How about that? But you go from praising and giving thanks on one day to the next day you're a fucking animal over retail? You're stupid. This is fucking dumb.
It's not even the next day anymore. It's the same day.
I know. But, and people are camping out. Like, I'll be at my house. Like, I'll be in New York. My sister's like, oh, we're going shopping. I'm shopping. Like, oh, we're going to the fucking thing is open. I'm like, why?
Well, if you think about it, like we'd mentioned earlier, if you go back, 20 years ago, right? You spent Thanksgiving. You spent all day with your family, and you're done. You're done with your family. You're gonna leave, right?
Fuck that.
Well, 20 years ago, you'd go to the bar and have a couple of drinks.
Now you go shopping.
Now you go shopping to get away from your family when you're done spending time with them.
What is the average spending that
for
day?
Christmas?
Well, that day.
You're saying average for everyone
for that Thanksgiving and the shopping
Black Friday. I would say $672 is average for everybody.
$1,300.
Oh wow,
I'm gonna say $11,500.
No, $313.
Ah, cheap fire.
What?
Well, that's average. What? You got average.
You're thinking about yourself. I'm talking. You know, There's poor people out there, Heidi.
Yeah. But no, but you know how many people just go to the mall?
And why are they going out to shop on
No, let me tell you something. You know how many people go out on Black Friday just to be part of this whole fucking fiasco?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I want to do on Black Friday? Stay the fuck away from the goddamn malls. I don't even want to drive on Black Friday.
Yeah, we move right next to a mall.
You dummy. Oof.
Yeah, but we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no. We just use Union Hills. We don't ever.
We went to Black Friday when we went to the mall one time. We were in Colorado Springs, and I had the girls were little in a stroller, and Connor was with us, and I don't know what it was that caused these men to go at it, but I mean, it wasn't a shopping thing. They were like walking down the hall, and then one of the guys turned and said something to the other one, and
people are not happy on Black Friday.
People are all coming around to start watching what was happening. I'm like, get the kids out of here.
So I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but do you see what all these retail companies are doing now?
No.
They started Black Friday 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they started early.
Like, dude, literally,
trying to capitalize.
No, right now, you can get 50% off everything everywhere you go. Black Friday, it's only like 30-40%. It's crazy. They have better deals now.
Well, and that may be an effort to curtail the whole, you know, fighting on.
Christmas in the Amazon cart so I can see what happens to it on Cyber Monday. And one of the things already dropped like $170. Yeah. I'm like, shit, watch it go back up on Monday.
They're purposely doing that to get you now because they would rather make more money on Cyber Monday thinking you're giving a deal because most people don't pay attention.
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
So I would buy it.
Yeah, you're not going to catch me out there.
No, mine's all online.
I'm not going to do any of that shit.
I'll go out and do what I have to do out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close out the show.
What?
It is that hour. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. You can find us
what we're most thankful for.
Social media platforms.
Our listeners.
Yeah,
hit that like button. Check us out on social media.
Share some of the
follow us.
Tell us what you like most about Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right, we'll catch you all next time. Adios.
Bye.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.